Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk, Dalet. Kimak Shovarti Mehem. I almost passed them by. Hachvot Sosi Eishavo Anafshi. Until I found the beloved of my nefesh, my soul. Achastiv, I held on to him. V'loy arpenu. I didn't let it, would not let him go. Until he brought me in, or until I brought him in to my mother's house and to the house in which, or the room in which I was conceived, I was born. So let's see Rashi. Kimat shavarti mehem. Korev lefrishosom mimeni lesof arboim shana. In other words, he's looking for, according to Rashi's Prat, he's looking for the leaders, no? Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Well, now, what does Meshav Aharon mean? They found me. Oh, they found me, and they asked me, Eishavot Nafshi Re'isim. The one that in other words, they're searching for Hashem, and they asked the Shemrim Meishav Aharon to help them. Kevat Shavarti Mehem, in other words, Korov Lefishosim Imeni, right before they passed away, Meishav Aharon died at the end of the Sefer Boim Shona, Ad Shematzosi Shehoye Imi Bimei Yeshua Lichvay Shloishim Ve'echol Melochim. So then, means after, it was a little bit after they left, they passed on, we went into Eretz Yisrael, and we're already under the leadership of Yehoshua, and that they found Hashem, who was Kovesh L'Shleishim Echod Melochim, because when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they were able to conquer these nations, these kings. Achastivo arpero, nonasati lo irifyoin achev eusevel mishkan shiloi bishvil kol zoi shosari. I didn't let go of him, right? Lo nosati lo irifyoin, I didn't let him go. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until I brought him into Mishkan Shiloh, which was the first Mishkan they made in Eretz Yisrael, Bishvil Kol Zois Sheosoli, because of everything that he had done for me. What is going on over here? The years in the Midbar, they're looking for Hashem, because on some level, despite everything they had, they were distanced from Hashem because of the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. That, I think we saw that before. So there was a certain distance, and we pointed out, I think, when it comes to distance from Hashem, if I haven't maximized my connection, then I feel as if I don't have it. I feel remote, right? That was what we did on the when he says, I'm not going to take us into Eretz Yisrael because I'm not with you. So even though we had such closeness in the Midbar, we still felt from that, that machitza, that cap, we called it, that he put on the relationship, we felt as if mitzosi v'loy mitzosi. And then they asked Meshav Aharon, and as soon as Meshav Aharon passed away, they went into Eretz Yisrael under Yeshua, and they saw the nisim of the Shloshim Echad Melochim, that they were able to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael. Achazti v'arpenu, then I'm not going to let this relationship loosen until I bring it into the Mishkan, I guess, which is the ultimate relationship. And it says, Bishvil Kol Zoi Shosoli. Why am I going to be so adamant about holding on to the relationship? Because of everything that he did for me. So what in the world is going on here? The Midbar was not enough. Because in the Midbar, I guess the Pshat is, according to what we understood, the Midbar, there was a cap. You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Now we went into Eretz Yisrael. And he showed us that he's with us on this journey. We beat the Shloshim Ve'echod Melochim. So Memele, now we already felt that there was the cap on the relationship was removed. We felt that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not going to let go until we bring him into into the Mishkan, and that would be, I guess, some permanentizing of it. Mosoli Mikdash Shachanti Besoichom. There already there's like a certain permanence to it. When it's in the Mishkan, we have already we have that connection. But he said something interesting. Bishvil Kol Zois. Why am I bringing in them? Bishvil Kol Zois Shosoli. What does that mean? What does that mean? That sounds a little bit. He did so much for me, so now I'm going to hold on to him.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
Well, just explain it.
They're not going to loosen the relationship because he did so much for them.
But they're craving for the relationship. They were craving for the relationship. The Midbar, they felt a cap. He was doing a lot for them in the Midbar too. There was mon every day, and there was Be'er, there was Anani Yaakovir, there was the whole business. Simlos choloi bol samay aleichem aragla choloi botseko ze'arboim shono. He did so much for them, but they felt it was a cap.
The cap was removed.
The cap was removed, so why is it Bishvil kol zois she'osoli?
That was the removal of the cap, no?
So that's not Bishvil Kol Zois She'osoli. I'm bringing him in because Bishvil Kol Zois, it sounds that this is a response to everything he did to me. I'm bringing him in. See, I would make a suggestion, and I'm awaiting your vociferous attack. Okay, good. I would make the following suggestion. I would say like this. That with that Kol Zois She'osoli sounds like it's marbe more than this kvisha shleishiv echad melachim. It's not 100% clear because it could be the Kol Zois because it's 31 instead of one. But since he lumped the 31 together, vociferous, yeah. Since he lumped the 31 together, I would say that that's not the that it should not be. It should not refer to it as Kol Zois. Should sooner refer to it as Zois. Zois She'osoli. Kol Zois, I would say, is going back on everything. So then I would, if that's the case, and that's that point is debatable, you know. But I think Mistaver. If that's the case, then I would say as follows: that Kol Zman I was margish the cap. Then I couldn't fully appreciate what he did. In other words, to appreciate all the Chesed Hashem, it needs to be that open, end, infinite relationship. There's no cap on the relationship. There's no blockage. When there's an element of blockage of some sorts, I can't even appreciate the good that he did. Psychologically, it's so iskalt, it's so true. Now that he's removed the cap because he took me to Eretz Yisrael and he showed me he conquered the Shleishim Echad. Well, let me just finish the thought. So now that he did this already and there's no cap anymore, now I can grab hold of him. In other words, the cap interferes with the grabbing hold to him, even with the appreciation of all the chesed that he did. In other words, if a relationship can't continue, if it can't grow, then it can't. You can't even fully appreciate what you have. The concept of a relationship with Hashem, in human relationship, I think it's the same thing too. When you put a cap on the growth, then even what you have starts to unfold. I don't appreciate it because a relationship has to move, has to go. The concept of relationship is that it can get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Pay attention, you. Yeah, and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That's what a relationship is. So if there's a cap that prevents that, so the mele, I can't appreciate anything. Now, once the cap was removed, and now, why? I don't give him rifyon until I bring him into the Mishkan Shiloh. Why? Because now I can hold on to him with a permanent hold because I can appreciate everything he did for me. That's what I would suggest that this means. Before the cap, with the cap, I couldn't appreciate everything he did for me. I did so much for me. All right, we didn't go all the way. If you can't go all the way, if And again, if it's mitzidoi, if you didn't progress all the way, it's one thing. But if he put a cap on it, says, no, I'm not, you're not going in Eretz Yisrael. You've got 38 years to wander the midvah. You're wandering the midvah. We're in such a romantic relationship. I'm giving you every day. I'm bringing you breakfast in bed every single day. And on Friday, you get the double portion with chol for Shabbos too. And I'm taking care of your clothing. I'm doing your laundry for you, your hair. And I am buying you new clothing, except I don't. I just expand your old clothing as you get a little belly and something like that. And I take care of you. I fix the air conditioning and I fix the heat and everything else. And I keep it going. And Mayim coming. All these things. Wow, wonderful. But there's a cap. I can't really appreciate it. Because all of the... Listen, this is very, very important if it's true. It's important even if it's not true. No, I think it's true. Yeah? That the very essence of a relationship is its relativity. It's two things that are moving. It's not static. A relationship can't be static. And when it's constantly moving, so then there's the appreciation. The minute there's something that's blocking that relationship, then all of a sudden, everything else can't be appreciated either, because it's not... in other words, I guess I would say it this way. Oh, I'd say what?
Why is the essence of a relationship that it's not static?
Why is
it the essence of a relationship that it's not static?
Oh, because...
It's good wherever it is.
Oh, no. So I think the pshat is like this, that I can only appreciate the good in context of a relationship. In other words, to appreciate good, it's like... the real appreciation of good is only because it represents the love that a person has. It represents the relationship. Why do I do good for you? Because I love you. Because I care about you. But the minute that there's a cap on that relationship, then all of a sudden what you're doing for me, it's perfunctory, it's meaningless, it's empty, it's I don't know, it's an agenda, it's some ulterior motive. It doesn't come from the fullness of our relationship, because you put a cap on the fullness of our relationship.
What was the cap again?
The cap is you're not going into Eretz Yisrael for 38 years. You have to wander around the Midbar, and I'm not letting you go into Eretz Yisrael. That's right. That's what he says. We felt because of that. We felt motzosa bikashti v'lo motzosa. We couldn't find Hashem. Now, obviously, we saw Hashem in everything in the Midbar, but it's ke'ilu we couldn't find him because there's an element that's missing. So that you hear that, Rav Weiss, that's a very important point. That the two things we see here, if this is correct, I believe it's correct, because Bishvil Kol Zoish
also
seems.
It's also dependent upon our cap.
What?
Also dependent upon the cap.
Well, the cap definitely was. He says there's definitely a cap score, because he says Bikashiv Lo Motzosiv.
I don't think a cap.
What? On the Dora Midbar should say Bikashiv Lo Motzosiv. If we would see 1/1,000th of what the Dora Diyah said, we say, "Oh, Mamish, I see Hashem, but ain't I?" It's Mamish. Imagine one day if the Mon came to your doorstep. I had in L.A. I had a couple of times like that. We had a Purim Suda where we invited I invited 25 people, and we had nothing. My wife calls me, can she serve milchiks? And then the day or two before Purim, somebody walks in with a whole box of meat like this and two cases of wine.
Why'd you invite 25 people?
What? I didn't even ask my wife first, but that's terrible. Anyway, that should be a Swiss for me. You know what I mean? I didn't even ask her. It's, no problem. But then she calls me up and she says she needs, maybe she can serve milk. I said, you can't serve milk. It's not a Suda's Purim. What am I going to do? The kids, so 2 days before Purim, Elio Naziri, I still remember his name, who used to be a student of ours in high school, he comes in with a box of flesh like this and two cases of wine. The cases of wine are shalachmonas from some family in the city, and this woman ordered the wine in the local butcher store because they didn't have supermarkets there. And everything was the kosher food was all in the kosher butcher. And the butcher said, since we hadn't bought meat from them for a couple of years, to remind us that they exist, since they're sending anyway the two cases of wine, they're going to send a whole box of meat. So we had a box of meat, two cases of wine. But I knew something was wrong, because I knew this woman, I knew who she was. It was a prominent family in the city, but I knew she doesn't know me. So something's off. So I call her up, And then we figured out what it was. She walked into the butcher shop. She said, send 2 cases of wine for Purim to Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen was the rabbi of the big shul 2 blocks away or 3 blocks away from this butcher shop. That was her rabbi. That was her shul. The lady from the butcher shop, whose name was Berger, by the way, you hear? The lady from the Mrs. Berger thinks like this, oh, Rabbi Cohen must be the one in the valley. Which is ridiculous because this is the rabbi. Everyone knows Rabbi Cohen in that neighborhood is that Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Simcha Cohen. So she thinks this stupid thought of the one in the valley. So since I'm sending already 2 cases of wine, I might as well send a back box of flesh. Maybe they'll rejuvenate the business again. I mean, we had enough flesh for the whole Sudas Purim for everybody and for Shabbos after. On the wine, I fought with her because I didn't want to take it. So finally, we compromised. She took back 1 case. I had 12 bottles of red wine. She took the white wine, which I don't like so much anyway. I had 12 bottles of red wine for 24, 25 people and a box of flesh like this. So I to me, I saw money. Another time, once my wife is telling me, she says, we don't have money for shoes for the kids. We need money. I said, I don't know. And I opened the front door and there's $200. Mom was sitting at the doorstep there, you know, to buy shoes for the kids. I felt the closest to Hashem. No, they had this every single day and twice on Yom Shishi. And they had the older business with the Anani Yaakov and the Amudesh and the Simlos Cholot Bolso and the Be'er and the Slov and this and that. And they say, Motsosiv, Bekashtiv Loi Motsosiv. The Teretz is, if there's something missing in that relationship, and we only have a raya to something missing which is being withheld, it's not the pshat meet CD. Because meet CD, I'm ready to do it. It's that he says, no, because of what happened with the Meraglim, you have to spend now 38 years in the Midbar. Oh, so there's a cap on the relationship. There's something in the relationship that's withholding it. That's already to me bikashtiv lo motsosiv. And when is that resolved? When finally I see the cap is removed, then all of a sudden, if I'm right about the shvil kol zoyshosoli, then now I can begin to appreciate all the chesed of the past, which left me before because of the cap in a matzav of bikashtiv lo motsosiv. Now I appreciate it, and I say, "Achaztiv la'arpenu," and I'm going to bring it to the final fruition, which is bringing him into the Mishkan, and.